The coalition is getting $160,000 for its financial exploitation prevention project. Executive Director Tom Frazier says right now his group is focused on helping people once they've been victimized.
So it's an area that we've wanted to expand along for a long time, because when you look at elder abuse in general, you know, financial abuse is just one part of that. But it is the fastest growing part of that.
Frazier says the prevention project will distribute information to local senior citizen centers and county departments of aging. Often financial exploitation isn't uncovered until after a person's money is gone. So Frazier wants to enlist bankers' help. He says a recent federal ruling clarified that it's okay for financial institutions to report suspected cases of financial abuse.
You know, when you think about it, who's likely to be the institution that may be first aware of potential abuse? You know, if somebody is drawing out, you know, $500 a week to live on, and then all of a sudden they're drawing out $5,000 or $10,000, you know, that might be a sign that something's wrong.
The Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups may have to wait until the end of the federal fiscal year in September to actually get the money, though Frazier says he'll request a waiver to get the allocation sooner. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.